Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Joey Diaz. Joey Coco Diaz is with us.
Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you.
Close to the house, no drama.
We make it easy for you. No drama.
I love it, man. We were just talking about your awesome podcast, and it is
the church of what's happening now.
So good. You're such a great storyteller, and we'll get into it as we get into these awesome stories that we have, but super popular. Are you amazed at how people just, they probably feel like they know you.
It's crazy.
Deeply.
It's very crazy.
When they see you live.
Yeah, it's a very different situation.
You leave a lot of yourself
before.
Out there, yeah.
You have to.
There's
1,000 funny comics.
Yeah.
1,000 fucking funny comics.
Yes.
So you have to find a way to... stick out there in a way.
I know there are 4 of us in the room right now, but I'm going to say there are 5 of this, including your breathing.
Yes.
Your breath is like another character in the mix here.
In the mix here.
So I love
it. 30 years of smoking pot.
Oh, God. Well, hey, I'm so happy you're here. And we, you know, this podcast is about stupid people doing stupid things and us trying to make sense of it and really make sense of the world, because we do believe that the world is getting dumber, and this is how we combat it, by using what the only tools we got as comedians, which is our comedy against it. And Daniel, Happy New Year.
Oh, thanks.
So good to see you. Let's jump into a story right away. We can get into all the other stuff later.
For sure.
Let's jump in.
All right, guys, yeah, let's do a story.
Let's jump in. We got Joey Coco.
We got other news and stuff, but we'll do that later because I have
one of the best storytellers out there with
Thanks,
us.
Man.
Oh, no, we're talking about Joey.
Either way, Joey Coco. Either way. All right, here we go. This was sent in by Guy Montag at I Dig. You ever see a word where you're like, everyone knows this word but me?
What is it?
P-I-O-C-H-E. I Dig Pioche.
No idea what that is.
Oh, thank God.
Pioche sounds like... It's like a Cuban dish. So it's like when you take a banana and try and you fry it up and you try and like fuck a chicken with it. That's a pioche.
Oh. It's probably delicious.
You're tied to a Cuban man.
I know.
Isn't there a brioche bun?
There's a brioche bun. Given the option, I always ask, can I get that on the brioche
bun?
But I'm looking at this pioche being, you know, when you're at work or in our line of work, maybe a table read, and you're like, I'm gonna say this word wrong in front of everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I felt.
You see the car crashing, and then it happens at any line of work.
Anyway, here we go. South Salt Lake.
Oh, nice. Wow. The Mormons. Yeah. You've been to wise guys in South Lake.
Great club.
Love
it. South Salt Lake. 4 people were arrested Friday after being found in possession of 4 vehicles believed to be stolen from a Tesla dealership.
That is
grand prize theft auto.
Well, they're saying if we take these off the lot, no one's going to hear us leaving, right?
Have you guys been in a Tesla? Have you ridden in one?
I have.
Never.
Have you ridden in a Tesla?
No.
I heard it's the weirdest thing because there's no inertia. It just moves. You know, when you get in a normal car and you feel that old, like I used to have a Chevelle. That was my first ever car. And you would hit that and it would kick you back, right?
Yeah.
The 4-door Chevelle?
I had a 4-door Chevelle.
What was your first car? What was your first car that you owned?
A 73 LT Camaro.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
The biggest piece of shit. The biggest piece of shit ever.
Two-door,
type LT. I bought it for the stereo.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Oh, my God.
The stereo.
UFO. And that was Michael Schenker in there.
Yes. The stereo came with a car.
Yeah, the stereo. That's all you gave a fuck
about. They built a car around
it's
these
It's like
speakers.
When they had a piece of furniture around the TV.
Oh, they had a couch in this. Some 73
But this was... All for the stereo.
All for the stereo.
Yep, exactly. That was me.
You had to put oil in the fucking front seat because it dripped oil.
And remember, you used to be able to say this. You never hear this anymore. You're going to flood it.
Yeah, you're going to flood it. I flooded that fucking thing 1,000 times.
Me too.
I put that under the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah. Really?
And left it?
I left it there. Say goodbye. With a nickel bag in the front seat. Come back at night and it's gone. That was the hot spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was, it was known for years.
Yes, that was a place where people
just go right under, over the bridge.
On which side? On the Jersey
side? On the New York side.
On the New York City side.
It goes underneath, make that exit before you hit the Henry Hudson Parkway or whatever.
Sure.
The West Side Highway. And there'd be cars lined up.
Just for people to take.
People without just abandoned ship.
Really?
Just now it's 1-877 cars for kids.
No.
Oh, don't even. We can't. Stop. Don't even put that in my mind.
I didn't mean to put that in your ear.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
I can't believe you called. Yes, I had a 1972 four-door Chevelle, 350 stock, greatest car I ever owned.
You love that car, man.
Oh, absolutely.
First car we ever had was a Pontiac 6000. No, yeah, Pontiac 6000 LE. Probably like 1984.
Nice. Yeah. In style,
horrible
gents.
Car.
Horrible,
of course
car.
It was. Great.
Yeah,
stereo?
We drove it. We drove it over a median one time and ruptured the oil.
The whole
That's
bottom part
you.
Of the car, and That's then we had to sell our old baseball cards
just to pay for it, so our parents wouldn't know.
So we're like parting with like a rookie
hey,
Tom Seaver.
You grew up in that moment.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that's a right. That's growing up.
Well, look,
that's
we said we fucked this up. We can't put this on our parents to do. Yeah. Like, see, I want my kids to take that responsibility. You make a mistake, it's on you.
Yeah. Why do we care so much? We were like responsible.
Are you ready to hear who did this?
Yes.
Yeah. William Wiest or Weist, W-E-I-S-T.
Gone Wiest mode. Gone like the Diane Wiest of thieves.
Right. He went Wiest.
William Wiest, Shane Smith, Zachary Hallman, and Earl Lean Parker. Now,
Earl Lean Parker.
Those three
sounds like
people's
a pimp.
Ages.
It's like Iceberg Slim.
Those Lean. Three people's ages span 3 decades.
Okay.
I want you guys to guess which one of them is a teenager. I'm going to read you the names again.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. Which
this
one of these names belongs to
a
teenager? William Wiest, Shane Smith, Zachary Hallman, Earl Lean Parker.
Shane Smith.
Shane Smith from Joey Coco Diaz.
Hallman. Zachary Hallman.
From Jason and Zachary Hallman.
I think it's Zachary Hallman, too.
Coming in at a...
Hallman.
And a nice 19 years old when
just
they're stealing Teslas.
Teenagers.
Zachary Hallman.
Oh!
Knew it. Felt it.
William Wiest, the oldest one at 31. The other people are in their 20s. Okay, here we go. William Wiest, Shane Smith, Zachary Hallman, and Earl Lean Parker.
Is that a crew? Does that constitute a crew? Four people?
Wait till you hear about this crew. They were all arrested in connection to an apparent burglary and theft of vehicles at a Tesla dealership located at, get the Walking Town, Dumb People Town walking tour ready, located at 2312 South State Street, according to South Salt Lake Police Detective Gary Keller. I'm going to show you guys these four people, and it will fit so well with what they do.
And we won't be able to tell who's the teenager.
No, you probably won't.
Oh,
my God. Look at these folks. That'll be up on the Facebook page. That's Earl Lean.
Oh, that's a guy.
That's Earl Lean.
Yes.
That's crazy shit.
Earl Lean
is... What's the black chick do?
She's Earl Lean.
Earl Lean.
It's not Earl.
I don't want to...
And then his nickname is Lean.
Right.
It's Earl Lean.
Also, like, and I don't want to disrespect her name at all, but to me, that is a dad who was determined to name a child after him.
Yeah.
His name is Earl, and God damn it, we are naming this kid after
Earl Lean.
Earl Lean.
Earl Lean.
One guy claimed... This is of the people that the cops caught. Here we go. One guy claimed a family member had died and left them all his stuff, but two of them actually said that the car was given to them by a man named Tesla in Salt Lake City in the middle of the night.
We've all been in that moment where you get caught.
Yes.
And you got to go with the lie that comes up.
Right.
You either have the lie that you were building for a while or
you,
whatever.
You're trying to think on your feet.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure you've been in that scenario.
Oh, you got to think on your feet, Jack.
You got to be on your feet. Why? Because
you. Because they fucking gonna. They re-ask you the story 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's the thing that get you.
Until they get you. Well, let's go back at it again. How'd this start? Well, you just said before that he picked you up at 1. Did it fucking matter? He picked me. You know what I'm saying, like that.
Right.
It just never ends. So you got to think on your. You know, I learned how to improvise going in front of judges.
Really?
Yeah, that's how you learn how to improvise. A
lot of yes-anding.
You don't have to waste your time at Groundlings and all that shit.
Just get into trouble
and go in front of a judge.
System. Yeah.
You learn how to improvise like
I'm
a
sure
motherfucker.
You do. I'm sure.
Groundlings 1, 2, 3 in 3 months, 90-day course.
Why is Joey Diaz in the touring company of Court?
Yeah, Court TV.
The bizarre chain of events began around 1 a.m. when a Utah Highway Patrol trooper conducting a traffic stop near the Tesla dealership noticed a Tesla car stop behind the trooper squad car. So this crime literally rolled up behind.
Yeah,
the
if cop. You see a cop, you might want to turn a different direction.
The trooper.
If you see a cop, Joey, and you're doing something wrong, do you pull up right behind him?
Right next to him.
You pull up right next to him?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that avoids suspicion.
Right.
I thought this the other day. You guys tell me what you think. If you were a cop and kind of like sparsely populated highway or interstate, whatever, you're pulled over watching, you know, doing a little speed trap, and somebody drives by with two people in the car, okay? And the two people look straight ahead the whole time they go past you, or the two people look right at you. Which one are you more suspicious of?
The people look straight ahead, right?
Yeah, no, the people who looked at you.
Really?
That's what they pick. That's what they're looking for.
Really? Because I wondered if
they're
they'd be like,
for
oh,
those
there's
signs.
Okay, because I wondered if a cop would be like, there's no way those people did something and then stared me down the whole way. But you're saying, Joey, that the staring down is a person being like, oh shit, they're right there.
Yeah, they're right there.
You know? I wonder which is more.
If you're rolling a joint.
Yeah.
We're rolling a fucking joint. And right. This idiot's doing 65 and a 50.
Yes.
You know? And I look up to him, I go, slow down, we're rolling a joint. And I look, and there's a cop car I'm going to look at. It's just the way the eye catches
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure. And you're caught.
It's not that you're thinking about
right.
it.
Right.
You
right.
look up,
and your eyes
there's a
follow.
Cop car.
Yeah.
And you know this dummy's fucking speeding.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or you know this dummy's got a body in the trunk.
And when you tell
stupid.
Your friend to slow down because there's a cop, they're going to slam
right
on the
there.
Brakes
right. yeah.
hard.
There you go.
So now you're like, should I not say anything and keep going at this speed?
Phrases I've never considered in my life. You know this dummy's got a body in this trunk.
Yeah. You know this body, this dummy's got something
in the trunk. Have you ever been in a car where their body's been in the trunk?
I know there's something in the trunk. I don't ask.
That's
I
right.
just take the ride and shut my fucking mouth.
Yep. And make sure nobody's sitting right behind you
nah,
in the car.
Yeah, no, that's it.
That's it. You
the trooper,
go.
Believing the man driving the car wasn't the owner of the vehicle, no, just that's kind
he
of a
knew.
Cop dick move also,
yeah,
too. Like,
yeah, but
he ends
knew.
Up being right, but he's also going to, that guy doesn't have a Tesla.
Right.
Look at Zachary Holman.
Well, yeah. Okay. I look, if I see a Mini Cooper come pulling up next to me, I know in the back of my mind that I'm not going to see Joey Diaz at the wheel. I know I'm going to see like some young girl like who's at the wheel of the thing. If I see like a Rolls Royce roll up, I know I'm not going to see some
Zachary
like
Holman.
Yeah, some ragged like 24-year-old with like a long beard. Like I don't that's not happening.
Right.
I'm going to see an old white
right.
dude who's sitting in this car. Like that, there are some things where you see the car and you immediately know who's going to be sitting.
By the way,
yeah.
you could be a young internet stud.
But then you wouldn't have maybe a Tesla. I don't know, but like, look. But as a cop, you say to yourself that
at
that
1 a.m.
seems weird at yeah. 1 a.m. to see.
Well,
this.
So that he sees the person pulls up behind him. He then calls for another officer while he conducted a traffic stop at a South Lake City police officer. Another one arrived on the scene to investigate.
Uh-huh.
Keller said the man identified as Smith, so for us that would be Shane
Smith. Oh, I said Smith. Most of Utah.
That's
You've just
true.
Described yeah. a lot of Utah.
If okay. the last name Smith.
Keller said the man, Shane Smith, had a bag of keys and told police he had come to return the vehicle.
Yeah, you know, it, like when you want to return a vehicle, you say, what's a good time to drop back off the vehicle?
1 a.m.
1 a.m., 2 a.m.,
right,
3 a.m.
with a whole bunch of other keys.
Yeah, I got a bag of keys.
That's fucking
quote, I don't know if he had a guilt complex or whatever, but he claimed his name was Tesla, and once police started talking to him, he didn't want to talk to police anymore. He wanted an attorney.
By the way, I'm Dave Tesla.
Even the guy who owns Tesla's last name is not Tesla.
I know.
It's
Elon
Musk.
Guy does not know that. No? He thinks, oh, it's just like Bob Chevrolet.
So that's a bad improviser.
This
that's
to me
you
is
know.
Like the moment in Brokeback Mountain when she's like, after Jake Gyllenhaal gets killed and she's talking to Heath Ledger,
yeah.
and she's like, hey, one of his ashes scattered over Brokeback Mountain. And said it was most special place that he's ever had in his life, and he says we went ranching out there for like a summer back in 65 or
sure.
something, and in that moment he gave up the piece of information that allowed her
right.
to know that
yeah,
she
so this
got
guy's
it all.
Saying his name Tesla kind
That's
of a
piece
is.
Of information that
I
allows
love that
people
he
to know
is
that he's fucked up.
Bad enough he's a bad enough criminal to return the car in the middle of the night with
yeah.
all the keys,
right.
but a good enough criminal to go, I'm done talking to you, where's my attorney?
Right.
He watched Law and Order.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
You watch Law and Order. I don't have to talk to you.
It's crazy how criminals are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
By nature.
But dumb things happen when you're doing crime sometimes.
Mm.
One time I was robbing this jewelry store, mm-hmm. and I was robbing it right around this time of the year. Mm-hmm. I was going back to Jersey in February, mm-hmm. and I wanted to have a party, so I knew I could rob this jewelry store. Mm-hmm. And I had this jewelry store. I planned it out, the whole thing.
Had you been in there before?
Oh, yeah. I cased the whole fucking mall. Mm-hmm. I would rob the mall every other month just on principle because they wouldn't have alarms. It was Colorado.
If you're
going to
not have an alarm, this is on you.
You know, yeah, they had like one lock on the door. Mm-hmm. Some businesses wouldn't even lock their doors. There was one day I went into a business. I was on a balcony, and I looked, and I saw a shadow, and I thought it was a buddy of mine at a restaurant. I knocked on the glass, and I opened the door, and it was wide fucking open.
Nobody in there.
I walked in. I'm like, Randy. And also I open up the manager's door, and the deposit bag is on the thing. You got to take it.
On principle.
Yeah. You got to take it on principle if you're going to be that fucking
Well, you're
stupid.
Teaching them that they're going to have to lock the door.
You know? This so is a very expensive lesson.
A lot of times you're not planning on doing a criminal thing, and something pops up.
Yes.
And then they're in it. This particular night with the
jewelry store,
I planned it. I wanted it to be a snowstorm. We were in Aspen. Mm-hmm. It was fucking coming down. I decided to rob this jewelry store. Mm-hmm. Right when I'm about to break the glass in the jewelry store, I see the police lights, and I run home, and I'm done.
Yeah.
Only thing, it wasn't snowing that much because they followed my tracks.
Oh.
So I'm in my apartment watching TV, fucking furious, and I got a knock on the door, and I go to the door, and it's two cops, and they're like, "Hey man, have you been home all night?" I'm like, "Yeah." Now, that's the weirdest thing, because they tried to rob the jewelry store, mm-hmm. and the tracks follow in, and we look down, and there's fucking carpeting, like an extra piece of carpet I had. Mm-hmm.
And there's the snow.
And there's the boots with the snow on.
Oh, man.
I hope you were like, "I think the robber's
no,
in
I
my
go,
house."
Oh, shit, I went to the car to get something, and they probably mixed in. That's what happened, and then they both looked at me weird. And
did you get taken in?
No, but I knew that my burglary days had come to an end.
There.
I had been going crazy for like 8 months up there.
And what were you doing in Aspen? You're like, "I'm just going
to
hang
out." I was trying to get a residency so I could stay in Colorado and maybe transfer to a college out there.
Wow.
I was 19.
Oh, my God.
See, that's the difference between you and so many other, quote-unquote, dumb criminals, is you got a little close to the sun and turned around.
That's right.
You came back.
Like, it got a little hot, and you were like, "I'm done with
this."
I'm done.
But it was like, there's a guy at the Magic Castle right here in fucking Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. I did like shovel snow in the daytime, mm-hmm. to case the joints. That's why I shovel snow, because I would case the different businesses.
I would shovel snow
on the buildings and also around the mall, and I would just case the joints.
Yeah.
So I would either rob drug dealers, or if the businesses got stupid, I'd rob the businesses if they left the door open this time. I was 19. Mm-hmm. I was a fucking dumb kid, and mm-hmm. I didn't. Yeah.
You're like Aspen's version of Omar from The Wire, just being like,
"It was
I'll
fucking
steal
crazy.
From these guys."
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was the craziest thing. I remember one time breaking into a cookie place, like a cookie thing on the corner in Boulder. Like, I was just nuts. And in the cookie place, I got like $44. And I'll never forget the cops pulling in front of the place and talking on the radio, and me sitting in the cookie place, like, "How long are they going to sit out there? I can't make my fucking daring escape."
Yeah, so you're in there. Are you, like, hiding down below?
Just sitting cookies? Under the cookies. Just
under the cookies.
One of those Mrs. Fields cookie places.
For that moment, you were Mr. Fuck Fields.
You were Mr. Fields.
I hope you took one of those huge cookie cakes and wrote on, "Please go away, cops."
Yeah. No, I didn't do shit. I just laid there.
You just waited it out.
It was crazy. I was just doing stupid things, but the security levels were so bad that I never got caught.
It was a different time.
Now you'll get fucking caught.
Aren't you happy you're not in the burglary game anymore?
Yes, I am.
So are we. The incident caused police to begin investigating a possible burglary at the dealership. Yeah, no shit. One guy shows up with a whole bunch of keys saying he's Mr. Tesla.
Yeah, that's the guy.
As officers were investigating, they spotted a second Tesla drive by the building.
Yep.
This is at like 1 a.m., another Tesla. Tesla goes by the
You got to tell, if you're a crew and you're stealing Teslas, everyone drive in a different direction.
Yeah, stay away. We'll meet back somewhere else, but not near the
damn Tesla. And get walkie-talkies.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Watch baby drivers. See how it's done. Another UHP trooper pulled that second vehicle over several blocks away after the vehicle ran out of battery power. Mm-hmm. So they didn't really pull it over. It more just stopped, and then the cop rolled up behind it.
That's a new era car thief thing that you got to be conscious
of.
So battery power, not back in the day.
Yeah, if you steal a Tesla or whatever, right, and you go on a high speed
chase. You got like
chase,
what, 200, 300 miles?
You probably only have 150, especially if you're going on the highway and you're going
fast. And from the dealership.
Fast.
That from might not dealership. Be fully charged.
Yeah. So you, the police will be like, yeah, they'll run out. They'll run out.
Yeah, we'll
just
wait
keep
you
following.
Out.
We'll
the
wait
thing
you
that,
out.
The thing that gets me the most is, what are these four idiots going to do with four Teslas?
Try and sell them.
Who are they going to sell them to?
Exactly.
Shane Smith.
You know, where are you going to take them to Mexico? What are you going to do to Mexico? Unless Chapo's in the business.
That's right.
Or what are you going to take them to fucking
it's not
Dubai?
Like, yeah, it's maybe. Not like you can open your jacket and be like, you want a Tesla?
You want a Tesla?
You can't do that.
So all those electric cars, like, I don't know what the deal is now.
Yeah.
But those rings take cars to sell to other countries. When they steal those cars, they take them right to a port.
That's right.
They change the VIN, make a fake title, put them on fucking containers, and send them to fucking Africa.
Yeah.
And you go to Africa 2 years from now,
everyone's
and there's
gonna have
your 6,000 Pontiac
with
the fucking, with the Dunover oil tank that you worked hard for. That's what they do. So, how many Previas, how many Priuses are going
to
get? Sold in Mexico.
So many.
Well, Shane Smith.
None there, but they'll get sold in
Shane Smith, a.k.a. Mr. Tesla, a.k.a. dumb person number one in this story. So we're back to him. He told police, quote, a guy he hardly knew gave him a free Tesla along with three other keys to other Teslas. In addition, he said the man gave him keys to the building. So
You know the way a car dealership... You just meet somebody and he's like, hey, let me give you some stuff.
Yeah, this isn't 1983 Aspen.
Also,
people
if you're following
along,
this man who said I'm done talking sucks at not talking to the police.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to shut the fuck up.
I'm not saying anything to get my attorney. I will tell you this. A guy named Tesla
gave
me
this.
Keys. Yes.
But I am not talking to you.
He also gave me keys to that building, but I'm done talking
to you. I'm finished.
I'll also say this, and then I am done talking
to you. They had to smack him twice to talk and 10 times to shut the fuck up. That's what that's called.
Shane Smith, a.k.a. Mr. Tesla, added that he was at the dealership when the building alarm sounded for about 20 to 30 minutes. So he's saying, on principle, I was just here. The alarm went off for 20, 30 minutes. You cops, you didn't show up. So that's, on principle, I had to go take one.
I'm leaving.
He said he stood outside for 20 or 30 minutes and saw the building being ransacked, the report stated. The report added that.
So he's selling his other guys up the river. He's done with that.
He's done.
Mr. Dave Tesla then took the keys to the vehicle and had a business license to the dealership. So now he owns it. This is
that's so
he
nice.
He went in and he took the
it's
business license. A certificate of commerce and a check written to Tesla in his possession. Uh-huh. It's so obvious he made this check out to himself from somebody's office he went into. But I'm going to ask you guys, how much money do
was
you
the
think
check?
He made this check out for to himself, Mr. Dave Tesla?
Uh-huh.
Now, Joey Coco Diaz, you are our guest, so you can go first, second, which is the TIG spot, or third. In this guess of how much money did he make this check out for?
You want to go first or second or third?
First.
Okay.
$50,000.
That, by the way, is a great guess because that's how much a car, I mean, that's like a down payment or something you put on the car. I say $75,000.
$75,000 from Randy.
I'm going to say
$25,000 or $25?
$25,000. $25,000.
Okay.
Because I don't think he knows how much it costs.
One of you is only $500 off.
Oh.
So everybody get your guesses in at home. Here we go. The check made out to Mr. Dave Tesla was for $49,500.
Oh! Uh-huh.
Do you think he wrote 50, crossed out, and was like, I'm going to go a little less?
He was the same guy that wrote the note to the fucking, one of those people in Boulder. They got the girl taken away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember they scratched the fucking.
Yes.
They scratched the fucking. Whoa. We're going for $10.
Yeah.
Let's go for fucking $2,000.
Yeah. JonBenet.
JonBenet.
Yes.
Okay, now we're moving on to Wiest, which they didn't say here, but I'm assuming is dumb person number two.
Uh-huh.
The guy whose battery died and the cop took credit for pulling him over.
Sure.
He identified himself as Carlos Romero, which is a badass name.
It's a great name.
Carlos Romero.
The Hillside Strangler.
And officers found a financial transaction card.
It's like the Foothill Strangler.
With that name in his pocket. So he has a financial transaction card he probably took from the dealership.
Uh-huh.
According to the report, police then called Tesla and were able, that's Mr. Dave Tesla, uh-huh, and were able to identify multiple stolen items from the business in his possession. So Dave Tesla also stole stuff. Police were able to positively identify the man Wiest through his fingerprints. Now, two other vehicles were recovered later in the morning. One of the vehicles was pulled over by West Valley City Police, and another was spotted outside a liquor store in Salt Lake City.
By the way, West Valley is where the Wise Guys is.
West Valley. Right,
that's
where
right,
it
that's
is.
Where, that's right. That's
exactly
right.
Where it is.
It's where the old club
I don't know
was.
If you walked around that
The new
area.
Club is not West Valley.
The new club it's actually near is the old one. The new club stadium. Is way cooler. It's by the basketball stadium downtown. But right, the right. old club, West Valley, we walked around there a little bit. A little scary, that area. That yes. was that, definitely you could see. All right, so the West Valley police pull it over.
Yeah, and they find the other one in Salt Lake City where it's just parked out in front of a liquor store.
Yeah.
These are the worst criminals. You've got to get your car off the street for
yeah,
a while,
for
right?
at least a week.
Zachary Holman and Earlene Parker, which are dumb persons 3 and 4 in this story.
By the way, if you own a Tesla, you're probably getting most of your liquor delivered by Amazon.
Yeah.
Yes. Postmates.
Postmates.
For sure.
Get someone else to get that.
The driver, they're the drivers of the two other Teslas. They each told police that a man named Tesla, Dave, gave them the vehicles that they were driving.
Sure.
So this isn't on them. Dave Tesla gave us these cars.
Yeah, he gave them to
like
us.
Like a vehicular Santa.
Zachary Holman told police he had entered the dealership with two other men and had taken the vehicle. A jail report was unavailable for Earlene Parker. Officer Keller, the guy who got this all started, said he believes police have recovered all the vehicles stolen from the dealership. And this is where the cops get dumb, because how would they not know how many Teslas are missing from the dealership?
Just call the dealership and say, what's your inventory? 168?
And how many Teslas can a dealership carry? 9?
Yeah. No,
they don't
no.
have
They're
like
not
100.
Have a ton. No.
Right?
No way.
In the meantime, he said the investigators are unsure how one or more individuals were able to get into the building and take the vehicles.
Because there wouldn't be any security cameras or anything.
Not no. if it's a mall no. in Aspen.
No.
Police said they're also trying to figure out how they were all connected, because they can't figure that out either. I'm hoping that 4 random dumb people in yes. the middle of the night
said
were walking by a Tesla, one of them broke in, and the other 3 were like,
let's do this.
Let's
I
do
guess
this.
We gotta do
and
this.
They didn't know each other either.
What did Joey say? Sometimes moments come up. You're thinking, what are we going to do? Someone else breaks in, and you're like, we're going to do this right here.
I'm in the mood for meth.
I'm in the mood for meth.
Which is the name of your next album.
I'm in the mood for meth.
It's one of those things where you're going, what? And you're scratching your head. It's what so many cops say in Dumb People Town.
Mm-hmm.
The
do
good
it.
Thing is we have 4 people in custody, and hopefully all the property is returned. Do you want a cop being like,
so when you say hopefully we got all the stuff, it's like the jacket, you know, like the Tesla coat
oh,
and the
yeah,
Tesla
the
mug. The keychain, the travel coffee mug. I bet they stole all
that's
that
That's
what
shit. They got.
Well, Dave Tesla probably was like, that's technically mine.
It's got
Those
my name
mine.
On
you
it.
You guys can have it, but
Those
I get it.
Mine.
It's got my name on it. Yeah.
That's story one, friend.
Jeez.
Yes.
Dumb people go. Doing
that
dumb
was a
things.
Deep, dumb journey right there.
I love it. And we got a little journey into Joey's past as well, which
I
love. That's
on
what
principle.
This, on principle alone, yeah. you take it. You let them. This is basically me telling them you got to get a lock. That's how it goes. All right. One story down. We come back. Joey Coco Diaz.
Listen, if you're going to be that fucking stupid,
yeah.
there's just. It baffles me.
Right.
I'm no Phi Beta Kappa.
Right.
right.
No.
But there's just common sense.
These people don't even exhibit
in
that.
In Boulder, in 95.
Love it.
At 1 o'clock, the bank opened up at 9, and a window chick, one of those girls that sits in the window, realized that she hadn't had a customer in 4 hours. And she went outside, and she noticed that on each drive-in, there was a box, a metal box with a lock on it, and it said, deposits are closed today. Just put the envelopes in here. And the guys came back and took $30,000,
$40,000. That's unbelievable.
Who would put, you see those things, you know, for years, every fucking year on 60 Minutes, they tell you the report about the email, the African.
Yes.
You're going to win the lottery.
Yeah, yeah.
As people, you know, I just sent him stuff yesterday.
It baffles
Wait a
me.
Second, dude.
I'm no fucking genius, but it baffles me.
You have
me.
To know... You have to
it
understand that it is common sense.
It just baffles
you.
You
know
sometimes.
What? It baffles you, but to us, it actually makes me really happy. All right, we had this segment.
Me too.
Segment one's down. We'll come back. Segment 2, Joey Coco Diaz, right after this.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. I want to mention real quick a couple business things.
Yes.
We have the pins that we've kept
and
promoting
hats,
for the show
and
the hats.
Shirts. We've promoted them so well.
And
but we don't
have them up in the store. And we know a lot of people want them. We're going
to
get that up. We're gonna
we promise everybody.
We'll get a link on the page.
It hasn't gone anywhere. You haven't missed out on it. We just had a little bit of a hang up with the Amazon link. We're good at being funny.
And building buzz.
We're decent at doing a podcast.
Yes.
We're learning how to be sales.
A store.
It's a hard thing
to
do.
So we're going
to
do that. But we will bring a lot of stuff with us to San Francisco. If you want to see us live at Sketchfest on the 21st, Sunday at 1 p.m., were
Cobb's Comedy Club.
In the
Scott Thompson, one of the original kids in the hall.
So you're in a city that has a gay, the center of the gay earthquake, and you're with the coolest, one of the coolest gay comedians out there, Scott Thompson.
He was so influential to me growing up watching.
I mean, Kids in the Hall was one of our favorites. So
and that's going to be in the feed.
That'll be in the feed, but see it live.
That's the key. Come see it live. We incorporate town people so much into the show. And then, we're going to have all the merch there.
Yeah, we just made a flyer for our in Brooklyn. We'll be at the Bell House. You ever perform at the Bell House, Joey?
Yeah. Great.
Great spot there. And we got the girls, Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson from Guys We Fucked. And they are amazing. So
that show is selling out.
And his show is going to sell out.
Probably
going to
sell out. So we may add a second one. That's on February 25th. So just we'll promote all that stuff. Joey, I know you're on the road a bunch. What do you got coming up in the next
Austin,
couple of weeks?
Texas next week.
Great. Nice.
Cap City.
Phenomenal
club.
One of my
and
favorite clubs.
Fucking Charlotte.
You're at the Comedy Zone with Mike Hall, my favorite guy in the world. He's the best.
Is that
the guy who runs the club? He's like, oh God, he's so great. He's like, hey man, I'll take you over here. You want pastries? I'll get you late night pastries over here. You want to play golf? I get this thing over here. You want to go over here? You want to go on a NASCAR ride?
Late night pastries. That should be my comedy.
Late night pastries.
That's Charlotte, right?
That's Charlotte. Comedy Zone. Comedy Zone.
Great.
I've been there once before. It was great.
Where can people go to find all the details on this stuff?
JoeyDiaz.net.
Nice.
JoeyDiaz.net.
And I'm going to say this to our fans. Please listen to his podcast. You will love it. It is, to me, it reminds me of like the best moments from all those movies. Like it's
Sopranos,
Goodfellas, whatever, where it's you and people just talking and going deep. And whenever you get personal about moments in your life that
story about your uncle. When
story
you
about
were
your
five.
Uncle who would do, or you know, your godfather.
Godfather.
Who would pick you up on the most recent one, who would pick you up. And took you to see Dirty Harry. And then after the show, you guys are eating in a diner. And he says, open your hand. You tell me tell these people what he gave, what he laid in your
hand. The same gun Dirty Harry had.
That's You're 5 years old. He lays it in your hand.
And Can you imagine like, putting that in your daughter's 5-year-old hand? Yeah. Can you imagine?
I couldn't imagine.
Your daughter's five today.
Five today.
And giving her a .44 Magnum or whatever the hell it was.
I couldn't fucking imagine it.
But you held it in your hand in that moment. And
that
like,
was it.
And that was it.
And he used to take me to see all those crazy movies. Like there was no
Times Square
ID. Yeah. You need to be 12 to get into this film.
I just picture a little 5-year-old you like Karen in Goodfellas. Like, you put the gun in my hand. Some people would have been scared. I was like, I'm going to take this gun.
He took me to two kid movies, The Love Bug.
Bug. Yeah.
And The World's Greatest Athlete with Jan Michael Vincent.
No.
Before the fucking booze.
Yeah.
And I told him, I thought we were going to go to better movies, you know. And then he's like, oh, okay. And he started taking me to Death Wish and Stone Killer.
Oh my God.
Velocci Papers.
The Phantasma.
No, fuck those fucking movies. Dirty Harry.
That's crazy.
Fucking, he used to take me. And then right
what'd your parents do? Your parents didn't.
She had no idea.
You know, watch Last House on the Left.
My mom had no idea.
She had no idea.
She
like,
used to tell my mom. He used to tell me, don't tell your mom.
Don't tell your mom.
And I would not say fucking a word.
Who was this person relays? Your godfather.
My Catholic godfather that put water in my head.
No way.
When I was born.
No
way.
It's like, look, I put the water on his head. I can take him to see.
He really filled the void. That's what the story was.
Because your dad was
out.
This
my
was
dad was
you
done. My dad was dead.
Gone. Dead.
So Saturdays, he would pick me up like at 8 and take me to 7 o'clock at night.
I bet so he was helping your mom.
Your mom
was probably like, hey,
but at the same time, he was manning me up a little bit. He was taking me to girls' houses.
Yeah.
He had a girlfriend and a wife.
Yeah.
So I had to carry all these secrets with me.
That's a hard.
You know, he smoked
kid.
Pot in front of me. I couldn't tell my mom he smoked pot in front of me.
Yeah,
he would giggle. I used to love the way he giggled. Like
after he smoked pot.
Oh, like a little kid, he would giggle, and I go, "When I get old, I want to giggle like that."
Oh, God.
That's fucking crazy.
That is
what a thing. So it's so funny. The giggle that became this visceral thing for you.
Yeah,
that you're like that's
oh
what it is to just.
He has such a fucking great time. Like I knew at that age, that marijuana didn't do dick to you.
Right.
Because I would watch him and go, what's all these people? Because I was part of PAL.
Right.
On 88th Street and Amsterdam Avenue.
Police
and
activities league?
Yeah.
Yep.
And the first thing they take is to the police station and tell you drugs and you shoot a gun and they give you the target to take home.
Yeah.
You shoot like a .22. They don't do that shit no more.
No.
The police athletic league.
Yeah, the police athletic league.
Yeah. And they showed you how to play pool and how to clean a gun. They showed you interesting.
Showed how to
no kids were shooting themselves in those days.
No.
Because they got the knowledge. They would show you the gun. There was no mystique.
Yeah.
It was not a big mystique type of thing.
There was
you know?
No mystery.
Huh. You guys want to do a second story?
Yes.
Joey, I love Joey that stuff.
So
I love
great, that. Man. Right. So anyway, to get just to put a
pin in it?
A button on the end of it. His podcast, The Church of What's Going On Now,
Church of What's Happening Now,
is such a great storytelling podcast. So for all of our fans who haven't checked it out, yes, go listen to it, go subscribe to it, and you'll be like, this is my new favorite.
Thank you. Anyway.
All right, this story was sent in by so many people. It is just a dumb thing that happened in town that I could completely identify. Joey, based on some of your stories, I feel like you would do the same thing as this guy, too. And it's just good and dumb.
All right, I love it.
Sent in by Nick and a million other people, but I think he was first. If not, to everybody else, I'm sorry. At Nick Depe, D-E-P-P-E. Here we go. West Columbia, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alex Bowen said he couldn't sleep. So in a hungry and slightly drunken stupor.
Oh, way drunken stupor.
Yeah.
There's not a slightly drunken stupor.
Yeah, slightly
you're either
drunken
in
stupor.
A drunken stupor or you're a little bit buzzed.
And slightly, how can you fall asleep?
Yeah.
It's because you're doing blow.
Right.
If you're in a drunken stupor, that's when I pass the fuck out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
A slightly drunken stupor, exactly, is sleep.
Right.
If you're slightly drunk, you're like, I'm going to go to bed.
He's lying
about how much
he drank.
If you're really drunk, you're
like,
I'm going to go do some shit.
He lied to a lot of people about how much he drank or whether or not he did blow.
So in a hungry and slightly, that should be in quotes,
sure,
drunken stupor, Alex Bowen, said he walked to a West Columbia Waffle House early Thursday morning and found it empty of customers. He also didn't see an employee right away.
So he started taking things.
With hunger calling out to him and no bacon sizzling on the well-worn Waffle House grill, Bowen said he waited for 10 minutes at the register. That is a long time.
10 minutes with nothing going on.
Right.
There is no way he waited 10
I
minutes.
I agree. There's he might have waited 45
minutes.
Seconds.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
2 minutes
though.
Is nice. You two guys minutes, are being very
that's
nice.
That's an eternity. It's all
two
right.
Minutes is four watch looks.
Yeah.
He waited 45
you know,
seconds.
You know how you ever watch, like, if you ever go up and perform even on a Monday night at the Comedy Store, or just when you're watching, like, new people coming up and doing their thing, or you ever go to an early one, you know, it's like you watch the people do sets when we all do sets on Thursday night and Wednesday night. It's like 15 minutes goes by like that in
that's
a snap.
Shit.
You watch a newbie doing it, 4 minutes can seem like forever. You're like, I can't believe it's only 3 minutes.
I go
right
to a
now.
Lot of open mics.
Do you?
I try to go to like newbie open mics just to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucking sit back there and you watch and you learn a lot of shit. You go to the store, you see great comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if you want to see train wrecks, I go to those little ones in the valley.
Yeah.
And I sit back there and I'll watch 10 guys. Uh-huh. I'll get high and watch 10 guys.
It's hilarious.
And you really fucking learn.
You
so.
Do.
You
do.
You see you see even mistakes that maybe you made
you're
right
making,
when you started,
yeah,
or you made so, a little bit.
Matt, think about that then. Here's a good way to put just like you were just saying, that's a good way to put it. When you're stone sober, 10 minutes can fly by.
Yeah.
But not when you're waiting. That's still long. Yeah, imagine how long it is when you're drunk.
When you're drunk.
10 minutes is like an hour and a half.
Oh. If I come home drunk and I, wherever, it's the game I play is what's on the counter. What can I eat that's on the like what's around?
Pirate's booty.
Pirate. Yeah.
I attacked the pirate's booty.
Yeah. Cheese sticks and pirate's booty.
Oh, I killed
string
those pirate's
cheese.
Booty.
So Alex Bowen then posted a picture of him in the empty Waffle House. He's the only person.
Look at
it. Is that slightly drunk? That face on that guy.
Look at his eyes.
That
Jesus
is full
Christ.
Drunk.
That guy's lit.
Okay.
Like there was a point in time back in the day before cameras on phones and whatnot. Where that could never exist. You don't whip out your Vivitar and take a picture of your. There's no such thing.
Right,
you gotta,
right.
It's like he posted that right away.
Also, him standing for 10 minutes at the counter, do you know he probably got into a drunk deal where he figured, how many different ways can I say hello? Like he's like, hello,
yeah.
Hello, like yelling
yeah,
over
yeah,
over.
He's shouting stuff.
He says,
out.
Quote, I walked back outside to look for employees, but none were in sight.
Okay.
Bowen said it was when he walked back inside that he noticed the sleeping employee in the corner booth. And then he posted a picture of that guy.
Oh,
that
yeah.
guy's out. That might be slightly drunk. Yeah. He is out like a light.
But he's out in the restaurant.
Yes.
In a booth.
In a booth.
In a booth.
He said he walked back in, waited a few more minutes, and then it was go time. So he walks in, finds the sleeping person, waited a couple more minutes to see if that person would wake up.
Didn't want to wake him up, though, on his own.
Which
the way,
is very nice of him.
Very okay. nice. Let the guy
let
get
the
his
guy
sleep.
Let the guy get his sleep.
He was probably in a drunken stupor himself.
Yeah, maybe he's got a day job.
Yeah, the guy's working hard, probably.
Yeah.
In the post, I think he put this on Facebook, Alex Bowen showed the sleeping employee and how he, Alex, became the king of his very own Waffle House. I got on the grill and started making a double Texas bacon cheesesteak melt with extra pickles. He just started creating his own new life.
That's not a thing.
By the way, that's not that can't be a dish at
a
Waffle
Texas
House.
Texas bacon cheesesteak melt with extra pickles.
Which, by the way, take the pickles off. I'm eating that thing. I'm eating that. Hear that?
Here's a picture of him in front of the stove, just making this stuff. And if you look in the bottom left, you'll see just a stack of bacon and burgers, Jesus a piece of bread Christ. And pickles.
If he finishes this dish and then places half of it in front of the sleeping employee,
then
as
I
if
love
to say
the
thank
guy.
You, I love the guy. As if to say thank you for your service. Like he's a military person. Thank you for your service.
When I was done, I cleaned the grill, collected my ill-gotten sandwich, and then rolled on out.
Is ill-gotten the word?
He got ill later.
Yeah, right. That's right.
I just love the idea that he walked into an empty Waffle House. It was like, if you guys aren't going to run this place,
then I will.
I will. Yeah,
fuck
like you said,
I'm on this.
I'm principal alone, right? He's like, if you don't want me to be cooking my own food here, then have someone come work.
Then have someone not sleeping
and
in
the
booth.
And where was the cook?
Asleep.
That's the guy.
It was a one-man operation.
At 3 in the morning. At 3 in the morning.
Now, was it a regular one of those Waffle Houses?
Yes. Yeah, the one
on the road,
see.
The yes. real gross one.
The one that's like right by, there's one right by in Raleigh. Or no, it might have closed down, but it was right there by.
Waffle House Charlie is the Goodnight. Only place that from the outside looks dirty. Like, I know, like, I'm like, I know you didn't, there's no, nothing's been mopped, nothing's been cleaned.
The one in Little Rock takes the fucking cake of
really?
Being the worst.
You've been inside?
Yeah, Little Rock Funny Bone has one.
But if you walked in and you were that hungry and they weren't doing their job, would you start doing it for them?
I'd fucking thank God they were sleeping. I made a bad choice and God sent me a message not to eat it.
You go home.
You go the fuck home.
You go home.
And you order a pizza from Domino's. Which is, that'll blow up your asshole even worse.
It will.
Well, not if you're Jason Sklar.
No,
because
I
Jason
love Domino's
Sklar
pizza.
Loves Domino's oh, pizza.
I can't believe how much I love it.
Didn't
I'm
that
shocked
happen to you
at
again?
Myself.
Didn't it happen to you again?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was at another birthday party.
Another birthday party.
Shut up.
Yes. Kid's birthday party. Jay's like, what is this artisanal pizza that was here? And he's
they're like, it's Domino's. I'm like, again? You got me again, Domino's.
You're an accidental spokesperson for Domino's Pizza.
Oh, any of those pizzas
I
any good?
Pro
like
life.
Uncle John John's, any of those?
No. Papa John's? No.
You
Papa
John's, Uncle John
John's.
Uncle John John's might be a good pizza. Papa John's not a good
Papa
pizza.
Papa John's blows. Little
Uncle
Caesar
John
blows.
John. Uncle John John's is pizza that you're only allowed to eat in the bathroom. Uncle John's John's.
I stopped. I gave up.
All I need is Vince's
gave up.
Pizza.
I just wait till I go to Gotham.
Yeah,
I do my fucking shows, and I walk down the corner and get two slices.
I mean,
go.
So where's your favorite pizza place? Is it down the street
that's
from
it.
Gotham?
That's it.
What's
India.
The name of it? Do you remember?
I have no idea.
No idea what the name is. It's right on the corner.
No names.
Right. No names. No original Ray's.
50 yards down
no
from
Patsy,
Gotham.
You know, Patsy's, Grimaldi's.
And they give you that thin paper plate that it sits on.
Oh, it's so thin. And
napkins. And the pizza's like two times the size of the plate. So right. It's coming off all corners.
I got a picture of the fucking pizza. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. So good.
Of course
I
you do. And
he's
napkins,
got no pictures of his daughter.
They give you
one
napkins that are barely, like they're not even the size of your hand.
No.
And they don't
tiny.
Absorb anything.
No. They're like a non-moist towelette. That's how small
that's
it is.
That's what it is, yeah.
And the thing is just gigantic.
And they got a pepperoni fucking... they had a fucking pepperoni, what do you call that shit?
A calzone?
The Hawaiian?
Yes, a pepperoni.
How did I know exactly?
Look at this fucking thing.
Oh, my Lord.
Next time you're at Gotham, right down the corner.
Have you posted that online or anything? Because I want to put it on the Facebook page so people can really see
gonna,
it.
That's
gonna,
what I'm talking about.
Are you going to eat fucking... Joe Smith's pizza
no.
or By Pizza way, John, whatever the fuck it is.
Papa John.
Look at the shrimps and bolis. Look at the zombolis. You understand me?
Yes,
the strombolis. I don't fuck around, dog.
But I kind of like that you call them zombolis.
Zombo.
Joey,
the zombo.
I want these pics to post on the Facebook page for all the listeners so they can
they
see
they get
what...
dick. They get dick. get on the fucking plane. Go to Gotham. Go watch Brian Callum or the Sklar Brothers. And after the show's done, you fucking go
50 yards down the street and get a zomboli.
Get a fucking zomboli. Look at this place. Look at this Chinese joint with the spare ribs and the old school egg roll. Look at on metal.
You don't...
When you see Chinese food with metal,
this is...
that's it.
That's it. You're done. You've arrived. You're
done. Nobody sees metal no more.
You are showing me pictures of Italian food in New York the way the Sklars make me watch videos of their kids playing sports.
Fuck that shit. No kids pictures.
No. Just all shit. Food. New York. But what you're... But there's this...
Oh, shit. Green chili. When you do Denver Comedy Works from right down the corner, that
so
place,
yes,
green chili all day fucking long. We don't fuck around.
No, look at that. That chili's going to go
and
up
right
to
here,
go pro. Look at
the
that.
The best Cuban steak sandwich in the country.
Where?
Dos Hermanos, 56th and Bergerline Avenue.
Oh, my God.
People take the $60 ticket when they go to... Like, people say, I got to go to Dos Hermanos. I'm going to take the ticket. So I might as well...
Where is it?
It's in 56 in West New York.
Can I pitch you something? Start another podcast called Just Go There.
Look at this.
Just go there.
$21.50. Two Cuban steak sandwiches, two sodas, and a batido de mame.
By the way,
a papaya milkshake.
By the way, where were we? Stop. That is a picture of the bill.
Of the bill.
I know.
Just to show these fucking peasants what they're missing.
This is
you go to fucking Jersey Mike's, it's 20 just for that piece of shit fucking steak
thing. Get in Mike's way.
With cheese.
Yeah.
Man. I'm telling you, start a podcast where it's just you and other people arguing about pictures of your food.
Oh my
where you
God.
Give no directions on how to get there.
You're just like, just you go there. Figure it out.
That's why you got that shit on your fucking phone. In three blocks.
A food podcast by Joey Diaz called Figure It Out.
Pictures, just like haphazard directions.
Figure the fuck out.
Where that place is located next to another
You don't need
landmark.
To know the fucking name.
I walk 50 yards, and so now there are going to be people who listen to this podcast are going to go to
Gotham Comedy Club and go 50 yards in any direction and try and find
50
this pizza.
Yards.
Maybe we'll go next month.
I would love to go.
Are you in New York next month?
Yes, at the Bell House at the end of February.
I'm going. We're coming.
He says, when I was done, I had my own deal. I cleaned the grill, and then I rolled out. I give all the credit to my old friend Vodka. I wouldn't normally have done that.
I think he would have done
it.
Yeah,
this was
he walk there?
Yes,
So he's drunk. Right,
kind of
so
responsible. He didn't drive. He didn't try and
he
pick
had
up
some
a,
fun. He didn't wake up somebody
Did
sleeping.
The guy get fired? Did the guy get fired? The
no,
employee?
They did get suspended, but they didn't get fired.
Okay.
In an honest telling the saga, Bowen said he stopped by the same Waffle House Thursday afternoon to
and
check on the
it?
Store to make sure no one's asleep on the job. He said one of the employees isn't very happy with his exploits. Uh-huh. This is the picture of the guy he met just rocking a full camo gear behind the register. Look how annoyed that person looks at him coming in.
It looks like he's wearing the same outfit. The main guy.
Yeah, he said the old Waffle House is just going to have to take an L on that one, bro.
Take an L.
When asked if he paid before
I think
left,
when you show up to a Waffle House, D, you took the L.
You're taking the L.
You took the L.
When asked if he paid for the food before he left on that fateful night with his old friend Vodka, he said no. But he did give the employee money when he returned on Thursday afternoon.
Okay, I like that.
I'm
going
to ask you guys.
How much money did
he give?
How
much money do you think he gave the employee when
for
he came
Texas
back?
For a Texas two bacon steak and
no,
cheese.
No, it's more than that. He went to Waffle House Fantasy Camp. That's
yes,
what
he
got he
did.
To do. Yeah. He got to show up and play as
you
a want, Waffle House employee.
You
want to
work the grill? Work the grill.
And there's some
the
restaurants
grill.
Where you do make your own meal there. Right? Yeah. There's places that where you're like, they
There's
just give you a
shabu shabu. You're talking about a Japanese place where you throw the meat on the grill and
you
got to grill
it
yourself?
All right, fine.
Yeah. Also,
so how much money to give? How much money to give? Joey, you want to go
first,
second, or third?
$10.
$10.
$10.
$5.
$5 from Jason Sklar.
I think he gave what was in his pocket, which was $3.50.
$3.50.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, Randy says $3.50. Jason says $5. Joey Coco Diaz says $10.
Gave him a $10.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, one of you is exactly right. Someone in this room.
Joey's 1-0 in the games so far
okay.
on the show.
Here we go. When he walked back in and met the pissed off person from that was mad they did all this, he gave the employee a $5 bill.
Yes!
Jason Sklar.
Very nice.
I love restaurants in Dumb People Town. A Waffle House spokesman, we'll get out of here on this, said the sleeping employee was suspended for a week. He also said that Bowen said there's no slight in his actions and that it points out greater issues that they're going to address.
Yeah.
They close it out by saying, in a related note, obviously Alex has some cooking skills and we'd like to talk to him about a job.
I can't believe this story came up after Joey's story about the jewelry store, or the thing that left the thing
wide open.
All you're doing is pointing out to Waffle House, Your employees can't fall asleep,
right,
or else someone's going to come in and make a thing.
You got to make
leave, you can't leave the drop right there.
You
got to
make
office.
Cocaine readily available if you're working at the overnight shift at
that's
the Waffle
right.
House.
At a Waffle House,
there should just be a tiny break glass if needed. You
if
start
tired,
to feel yourself falling asleep.
Take a little bump,
and then you're good for the night.
The Mexican dishwasher always has a cousin.
The Mexican dishwasher remember, always said, by the way.
Remember the triple runs? You were fucking South Dakota. I always got Coke.
You got Coke.
Because you hunted down the one Mexican and you got a cousin somewhere.
I would have to agree with Waffle House. So it's like pointing out an issue. You have one guy working all night, cooking, doing the register, and bossing the tables.
All of it.
He's going to need a nap.
At some point.
That's bullshit.
Or he's going to need.
Somebody didn't show up.
Somebody didn't show up.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, we have one more story. After this break, what
tease
are we looking
a little
at?
Bit
Give me a little tease of what we got in this last story.
A guy had his life ruined by having sex.
Okay. Good to know.
That happens every day.
It happens every day.
During the act.
Oh, right. Jesus. Okay, all right. We got a great story coming up after the break. Joey Coco Diaz with us. Stay with us.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show.
Follow Joey Coco Diaz on Twitter. Your Twitter handle, sir?
Mad Flavor.
Mad Flavor. Nice. Just a joy. And check out his podcast and do it and come see us, you guys. You know what to do. All right,
yeah.
Daniel.
Before we get into that, I want to remind people, one other thing that's going to end up in this feed, the night before we do Dumb People Town Sketchfest on the 20th, I am doing a live Wahlberg solution.
Boom.
It is going to be something people will be able to listen to here. If you're coming into town or coming to the festival, come out on Saturday night at 10:30. It's Scott Adsit.
Nice.
Yes. Cole Stratton is going to be Stan Lee. Nice. Kenny Stevenson is going to be Nick Cage.
Love it.
Boom. It is going to be so...
And before you do that, come to the Café du Nord and see us do a headlining set there.
Oh, heck
and then
yeah.
go over to your show right after that.
And there is such a big special guest that I can't give away, but it is
right.
a huge, huge,
love
huge
love it.
Guest.
Okay.
All right, I would love to have as many townies there. Here we go. Sent in by Crispin Cott at Stuperfly.
Love this dude. He'll be in New York with us.
The 29-year-old... That's all. They're just getting right to it. The 29-year-old visited an emergency eye clinic after suffering partial sight loss in his left eye in the morning after a strenuous romp, a report published in the British Medical Journal revealed.
Now, you usually use your eye. The old thing they used to tell you is you keep masturbating.
You'll lose your eyesight, right?
You go blind.
Right.
Wasn't that the fear?
It was
the fear. Who started that? Like, that's what I want to know.
That's the church. Someone's mom.
Somebody's mom.
Some fucking mom.
Some mom who was done with it.
Didn't want a kid moving out.
So this guy has sex and then loses his eyesight.
Yeah. It's good sex.
That is hardcore.
Great sex. She fucked the eyesight out of him.
It is thought he was performing the Valsalva maneuver.
What's the Valsalva maneuver?
Which happens when a person tenses their abdominal muscles and holds their breath, forcing air against a closed windpipe and putting pressure on the chest. Now I'm going to try and hold this up for you guys.
What?
Wait, what?
I'm going to play this. Remember that? You know that
Why
show?
Why do I not know what this is?
Right, you know that show, The Doctors? Maneuvers.
Yeah.
That's who's going to explain to us what the Valsalva is. Let's listen to this, guys.
Here the Valsalva maneuver.
Yeah. I'm going to hold this up to the mic here.
And there are a few things that you can do. One thing people do, it's called the Valsalva maneuver. And that is the same as bearing down to have a bowel movement.
Oh.
Wow. So that's better than thinking about baseball?
Or golf? Or golf. Well,
not
you know,
funny
I actually
all,
disagree with that because you want to stay in the moment as the male. And what you actually do, and this works for some people, is... You pretend like you're going to have a bowel movement.
So that, that that'll kill it.
That is it. You pretend
like you're
going
to take
a dump
in the bed, and then you lose your eyes.
Now, unless you're having sex with Chuck Berry, I don't know who that is serving.
Yeah, but it's supposed to make you last longer.
What?
So this guy's pretending to take a dump. While he's having sex with a person and then goes blind. Could those three things in one sentence be worse?
You either go blind or your anus prolapses.
Don't.
Your whole, Randy. Everything falls out. You know, everything falls out the back and then you've ruined it.
That.
I mean, you never in any one of those scenarios want to come close to pushing in that direction. Because you don't know
disgusting.
What's going to come out.
I know.
It's disgusting.
All because you wanted to last a little longer?
Unless that's your thing.
The report said that initially doctors were confused by the cause of the man's injury. And this also, in Dumb People Town, this is like every day people are walking in and they're like, what'd you do to yourself? I can't see. I had sex.
Okay. I'm going to suggest something. I think there should just be, there should be two hospitals. And by the way, both good. I actually think the there should be a dumb hospital and a regular hospital.
Right.
The dumb hospital, everything that you did that was dumb, you decide. I got to go to the dumb hospital. I just tried this. This was stupid.
Yeah, dumb hospital is like whatever you
We're
did.
Not going to judge you.
No, but no. What'd you do to yourself? That's the first
I tried
question.
To take a shit while I was having sex, and now I lost my eyesight. Boom, you're at the dumb hospital.
I put a gerbil up my ass. I don't know why, hospital. But I did it. Right. And everything
a
you're
hot
in the...
dog went in my pussy, and it broke.
Yeah,
half
dumb
of it
hospital.
Stayed
dumb
in
hospital. Hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Dumb
all
dumb
those
hospital.
Things.
All
it's
of it.
Really weird how many people show up with crazy sex.
So you go to the dumb hospital.
Things get stuck and shit.
Go to the dumb hospital.
Dumb hospital.
It's gotta be fucking embarrassing.
It's gotta be embarrassing.
To go into a doctor with a pole up your ass that broke.
Yeah.
You know what? It is. Some guy I'm telling you guys, it really is.
Dan, how do you know?
Dan, I'm just saying.
Dan, how
I
do
have
you know?
Empathy.
But you're saying, oh, empathy means you've been through it.
Sympathy. Don't word trick me in Dumb People Town. Right. At this visit, he saw a difference, so he comes back a couple days later. They asked to come back a couple days later. So he came back up to there. Still can't see, guys. Yeah. Having great sex. Cannot see anything.
He didn't see a different doctor. He didn't see He didn't see anything.
That's Clark Brothers. At this visit, he saw a different clinician. Clinician?
Clinician.
Clinician. Who asked him direct questions about the patient's sexual activity. So it's like what you just said, Joey. That the first one, they were probably being a little bit like, okay, have you done anything strenuous?
No,
the second doctor was like, okay,
what
kind of sex are you having?
Sex.
Tell me exactly.
What the fuck did you do?
What did you do?
By the way, the dumb hospital has to have doctors that talk like Joey Diaz.
Joey Cogan is the check-in
they
administrator.
They just sift right through the bullshit.
What the fuck did you do?
That's what happened. I don't know. I was walking down the street and I fell on a hot dog.
No, you didn't.
You met a guy and he put a hot dog up your ass.
Which is fine. It's okay to live that life. Do whatever you want
to
do, but just tell us what's happened.
And at the end of Oprah's speech, it broke in my fucking ass.
Which is also okay.
Because you got excited.
Because you got excited.
You got excited about the prospect of Oprah in 2020. I get it. I get it.
At a regular hospital, it says, what are your current symptoms? At Dumb People Hospital on the form, it says, what the fuck really happened?
What did you do?
Yeah.
What did you do to you?
The patient then reported an episode of vigorous sexual intercourse on the evening preceding the onset of symptoms. The patient's eyesight eventually returned on its own. So anybody out there in Dumb People Town getting weird, there's a chance it will just come back. But still, please go to the dumb hospital.
But there is that moment where it starts to come back and you're like, wait, I did it right then.
What did you? I think dumb.
He's going to do it again. He's going to do it again.
So, okay, you know you got Kaiser Permanente.
Right.
Kaiser,
I can't wait for this.
They don't fuck around either.
I want Kaiser Estupiente.
Oh, I thought you were going to Experimente.
Kaiser Experimente. Kaiser Experimente is for all the dumb shit that people do. And it's like, are you going to Kaiser? And which one? I'm going to Kaiser Experimente. Oh. I got a hot dog stuck up my ass.
Which is okay.
Did you watch the Golden Globes? You mentioned Oprah's speech.
I just watched that shit this morning when I got up and I saw everybody fucking jumping up and down.
It's a great speech.
Who gives
Oprah 2020. Gail could be the first lady. That's all I'm saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Stedman could be a congressional aide.
Yeah.
This is all fucking stupid.
It doesn't matter. The office of president doesn't matter anymore. So
it doesn't matter. It's done.
It just doesn't.
It means nothing.
I thought the Golden Globes were actually really good. I thought Seth did a great job.
Seth did a great job. He was really good. Yeah. I had a good time. I mean, Wahlberg wasn't there, but he is. I'm going to open the door for him. Right
now. Because you know, anytime like a big movie event happens, we get Mark Wahlberg in here, and he's able to move Dan, and he'll sit where Dan was. Okay. All right, here he is. Mark, you were not at the Golden Globes last night.
How you guys doing? You doing good?
We're good.
You know Joey? You know Joey?
What's up, Joey? How you doing? I've seen the store before. You fucking crush, bro.
Yeah, he does crush. Great storyteller, right? So
another guy like me came up fucking fighting his own way. He gets that shot.
He totally gets that shot.
I don't know if we should do a fucking movie together, bro.
Absolutely. Call me.
There we go, right? I would love to see that movie.
Anytime I can put somebody in a movie with me that isn't Donnie,
you're
it's
happy.
A win.
You're
I
feeling good.
Because I get a good person in the movie.
Donnie's a bit of an albatross, I know.
Joey can act. He's a good actor.
Yeah, fucking A. Fucking A. Did you guys watch the GGs or what?
The Golden Globes?
Yeah,
we did.
Did
you see it? You were?
Why the fuck would I go there?
Because you're a movie star.
And you
earn
all the money in the world.
Yeah, great fucking film, dude. And then we go out and we get Kevin go fucking live in Spaceyville.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
that, dude.
Yeah.
And then they bring in
Christopher Plummer.
CP fucking comes in for a month and he fucking gets nominated for that shit.
Yeah, he's a great
actor.
Okay,
who wore fucking glasses in that movie?
You did.
I wore fucking glasses. You ever seen me wear glasses in any other fucking movie?
I have never seen him.
He was out here fucking stretching, trying to do a good fucking job.
It was like Nicole Kidman in The Hours. Like the nose on Kidman is like the glasses on you.
Fucking A, dude.
You made a stretch.
So if you're going to fucking give CP a fucking nomination because he shows up for one fucking month.
He did save the film.
But you put on glasses and you feel like that's worth a
nom. You know how much fucking muscle mass I lost for that to look like a fucking normal person?
How much?
To look like one of you fucking guys?
Well, that's...
Joe, 65 fucking pounds of
muscle. You lost 65 pounds.
And I put fucking glasses on that I don't even fucking need.
Okay.
So you're saying by simply putting glasses on, you deserved at the very least a nomination.
A nomination.
Be honest. I'm going to ask all three of you.
Okay.
How many times have you seen All the Money in the World so far?
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm gonna
haven't done it yet. We haven't seen it.
Whatever. You fucking passing your screener around. You got one SAG account.
Okay.
I don't give a
fuck.
Okay. Here's the deal. I crushed that fucking movie.
Okay. I'm not doubting that.
I'm sorry. You know what I should say? I do what I do in every fucking movie. You seen Daddy's Home 2 yet? Of course you fucking have.
No, I
where I taught Will Ferrell how to fucking be funny again.
Will Ferrell.
And we got the dude from Harry and the Hendersons plays his fucking dad.
John Lithgow.
I don't know what his fucking name was.
You don't know his name and you acted in a full movie with him.
I don't know. It was me and Braveheart. And I kept being like, Braveheart, every day when you come in
here. Mel Gibson.
Every fucking day when you come in here, you need to apologize to people because not everybody's forgiving you for your fucking shit.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
So he went around to each person and said, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then he came back to me and I'm like, not good enough. I did that to him every fucking day.
You should be at every Golden Globes. Why don't you host the Golden Globes?
I would fucking host it, but for what? So I cannot win an Emmy because they bring in Christopher fucking Plummer to do the Cable Ace Awards at the last fucking minute?
That's not even an award.
It is fucking too, dude. I got 16 Blockbuster Awards that say that shit's real.
Okay. What's your workout today before you get out of here?
All of it. I did a 17K this morning.
That's not a thing.
It's not even a thing.
It's not.
Oh, it is now,
I guess. Can't measure Ks now?
Yeah, I can measure Ks. 17K this morning.
Yep. I did a 17K this morning. Then I'm going to go to downtown LA and pick a fight.
Okay, and that's good. That's boxing.
Here's the deal. When I start a fight, I go, we're going five rounds. If we're going to fight, we're going fucking five rounds.
Okay.
So you can't just grab a homeless guy. You got to grab somebody you think
can actually go for five rounds.
And then I do permanent squats while I clean Donnie's room.
Okay.
That's nice.
So you got to stay in the squat position and clean Donnie's room. He's not going to do it fucking self, dude. And I want a nice house.
He's like a kid. He's like a baby.
I want a nice house.
I get it.
I'd like to someday have a place where I need to put all these fucking awards that people won't fucking give me.
If you want a nice house, tell Donnie to go out and do his own thing.
God, your fucking lips to Jesus Christ's ears. Right?
Okay, Mark Wahlberg.
Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Nice to meet you, brother.
Dude, you too, my man. I'm going to fucking hit you up about that
I'll
shit.
Be around.
Don't fucking flake
out. He's not going to flake on you.
All right, I'm going to be outside doing push-ups. Join me if you want.
Okay, all right, great.
Look at that. Yeah. Make room for Dan.
Jeez. Dan,
Mark Wahlberg, what do you say? How about that on our show? We got Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
I know, we pull it in.
That's it.
And Donnie's on TV. What's he talking about?
He's a Wahlberger. Wahlbergers, it's a reality show.
Donnie's on Blue Bloods.
Oh, yeah, he is on Blue Bloods.
And he's married to fucking McCarthy.
Yeah,
he's
Jenna McCarthy.
As shit.
He is happy as shit.
Right, I'm coming back in. If you're going to fucking talk, try and say
First
of all, you don't understand this. Donnie's getting paid background actor rate to do Blue Bloods.
That's not true.
That is very true.
Okay.
He signed a bad deal because they told him, do you want to be in a show with Magna P.I.? And he didn't even care what the fucking contract was.
He said,
I'll just take it.
Now, when you say Magna P.I., you mean Tom Selleck.
Magnum P.I., dude.
Fine.
The guy who used to play for the Detroit Tigers and drove a Lamborghini?
No, he's been in a bunch of other shows.
Okay, well, yeah, Quigley Down Under, and it was fucking good. But I'm telling you this. Donnie got the worst deal on that.
Okay.
And I told him, I go, Donnie, you have a place to go. Every day you got somewhere to go. That's a fucking step in the right direction. Right. Make yourself walk. He walks 4.5 miles to set.
So he walks to set every day.
Yeah.
Gets his steps in.
You got to get your fucking steps in.
Got to get your fucking steps
in. I really got to go this time. Come fucking see me at Wahlberg's house.
We will.
I'm going to fucking do it. We're going to sort some shit out.
I can't wait, dude. Wahlberg's Sketchfest.
Okay. Sketch
all right.
Him,
all right. That's our show. Joey Coco Diaz, thanks for coming and joining us.
Follow Mad Flavor. I love you guys.
Follow Mad Flavor on Twitter. The Church of What's Happening Now.
So fucking good.
Go to a pizza place by Gotham. If you're in town, go to the store.
50 yards. Go there. 50 yards. Take a picture and send it to us.
50 fucking yards. I love it. Oh, shit. We got to get back to work.